In just 10 minutes a day, Chicago's All Local delivers a power-packed punch of hyper-local news straight to your ears. Make Chicago's All Local a habit. Text WBBM to 20357 for a link to listen to the All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and this afternoon we're putting the spotlight on the owner of a Chicago business that helps promote personal growth and self-discovery. Welcome in Jennifer Givens, founder and CEO of Aries Rising, located in the far south CDC Marketplace at 115th and Halsted on the south side of Chicago. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. This business is about growth and self-discovery, but it sounds like, Jennifer, that you had to go through some personal growth and self-discovery just to get this business off the ground. So is this a way of paying it forward?
Absolutely, Rob. It is a way of paying it forward. I started my business out of a necessity. And what I first thought would be something where I was exploring helping individuals implement operations models during the pandemic, because those businesses in underserved communities were not eligible for financial resources. And what I was finding is that many of us were suffering during the pandemic. And I said, aha, I had this moment. And that was the birth and beginning of me expanding my services to become a mixed media resin artist. And I said, I wanted to create a sustainable product where I could not only bring new beginnings and joy to people's lives, but also allow them to understand that anything, any circumstance in their life is only temporary. But if we write it down, we make it plain, and we start to tell our own stories personally, then we can move beyond those roadblocks that we were having during the pandemic.
Now, you were working in the corporate world, it sounds like, before you went into this full time.
Yes, sir, I was. So I actually worked at J.P. Morgan prior to starting my business for 7 years. I worked in the risk management and government and regulatory control space. And so I was an individual that loved the black and white, right? I loved to figure out how things work, change management. And so I really wanted to make sure that people had that same infrastructure that I was able to come in and help them develop. And so when I became a mixed media resin artist, I started creating products that would allow them to map out where they were going. And so we like to do things so much on technology. But I said, let's go back to the beginning of using pen and paper and actually becoming our own personal sketch artist.
The one thing I remember about the early days of the pandemic, where everything shut down, downtown Chicago was virtually abandoned, and just it was a strange time for everybody. And there was that just the danger of the disease hanging in the air. And it was very necessary, if you had kind of a positive outlook on life, to extend a helping hand to someone who was really having a hard time just processing all of this. It was a very anxious time. And when you started reaching out to people, I mean, first up, did you reach out to them or did they reach out to you? And what was the level of satisfaction you got from just kind of helping people through this very strange and tumultuous period?
So it was very much so grassroots. I actually started reaching out to people. My network started to share with individuals my products and services, and they would say, hey, we know someone that has this amazing product. We've never seen journals like this. We've never been offered services where they're combining the two elements together. And so I just started knocking on those virtual doors and engaging with people, being my personable, outgoing self and saying, hey, you know you may be in a dark space right now, but let's start thinking about what's on the horizon. And so I wanted people to start understanding that the circumstances that we were all in, we were all experiencing it together, but I wanted to individualize their experience. And so I just went grassroots. And you know what? That's just the hardest way to start when you don't have a big platform to start from. But I got the most satisfaction because I was helping people in those same communities that I wanted to help when I first started my business.
And then very quickly, what is a resin journal and how does that help somebody map out their life?
Yes. So resin is a component that is similar to, let's say, acrylic and plastic. So when I say it's sustainable and it's resealable. And so I create these pieces of artwork. Each journal is a piece of art. So it's not going to look like something that you would get from your Target or even your local Burlington. It is literally something that you would see on a canvas, and I put it in a journal on the journal cover for individuals. And so that is how I began to allow them to personalize their experience when they're creating those moments of just self-reflection.
Jennifer Givens, founder and CEO of Aries Rising, find her at 115th and Halsted on the South Side.